Yeah, we got to do that.
These three.
Oh, Noah's going to edit that out. He's going to get that.
Lizard. Yeah, Garrison, you're not showing up.
Everyone follow Garrison's new Twitter account at D3LizardKing. He has one follower. He needs at least 1 million by the next time.
Who the hell is following me? I haven't posted anything.
The Russian bot that wants to take over.
Oh, Patrick Mahomes.
My greatest.
Patrick Mahomes. Blue check mark following.
What?
He follows back, people. Follow Patty. He follows back.
My greatest accomplishment on Twitter was getting retweeted by, pardon my take, doing some math.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
That was it. But anyway, well, this is episode 66. It's kind of ramshackle. We do some more sports, sex, snacks. We talk about nursing at length. The boob kind of nursing, not the. And then, we talk about Dungeons and Dragons and what that means to us in the future. And apparently, Sam's character's my brain. But thanks for listening.
We're so excited.
We set up a GoFundMe for Sam's dog that's going to be.
Yeah, that's going to be my dog.
Goddamn right. Take what's yours.
I like this little hip hop mixed with a little bit of rock and roll. I'm ready to do this right now. Let's go.
All right, another episode, and we're mostly on time too.
We are only 10 minutes late, and Corbin and I are currently in the eye of the storm here in Wisconsin. Super fun. My lights have flickered at least 15 times now.
Nice.
So that's gonna be great. But my internet's back, so that's victory.
Oh, did it leave?
Oh, yeah. So if I disappear suddenly and then come back and I'm all garbled, it's because I'm on LTE again.
Ah, I see. Yikes.
It's great. It's wonderful. But yeah, take a wild guess at what episode number this is.
69. I'm going to say it every time until it's right.
You're so close now. 66.
68? Ah, 66. Three more. Damn it.
Three more. And then the one time I'll ask you when it is 69, you're just going to be like, I don't fucking know, just tell me.
I'm sick of it. Shoot. So I've got two pieces of news that I'm going to save until Garrison and Sam are on.
Okay.
One has to do with our D&D escapade. And the other has to do with something that will not arrive for another few days.
Oh, God. So your mail order bride from Slovenia is delayed?
That's my cuck for our listeners, our early episode cuck, so they have to listen until we say it.
Well, I gotta wait now. It's just impossible. I can't not wait. All right, well, that's good. You're the marketing branch of whatever this tree thing is we created. That's definitely swollen. So, okay, so little story. I completely wrecked my pinky not 10 minutes ago because I had to help my wife go find one of our lanterns in case the power went out. And as I was walking towards our basement in the dark, I clipped my pinky on the door frame.
Oh!
Genuinely surprised I didn't break it, but it is definitely swelling. So I got a bag of peas here on it.
Yeah, peas actually feel pretty good. The cold peas, I've done that before.
All frozen vegetables to use as an ice pack. Frozen peas.
I've used peas.
Top five.
Mixed vegetables. Definitely, the smaller the better, because the peas can like conform to the shape whatever. Yeah. Broccoli does not feel good.
This is going to be your new segment, is reviewing food's therapeutic properties.
Oh yeah, I got a new food review for us.
Perfect. Me. Look at these segues I'm throwing out here.
So this week I decided to branch out and go from the Sendix white gourmet salted popcorn to the Sendix movie theater butter style popcorn.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, really, really living on the edge. Same bag, crinkly, kind of loud. It's hard to close. Not great, but still, I think it's a 10-gallon bag of popcorn. First bite, I don't know. I definitely prefer the white, so I'll give it. I think I ranked it out of foods last time, and I gave the gourmet white. I believe I gave it an 8 foods out of 10.
Yeah, I do remember that one distinctly being good.
This one I'm going to give like a 6. 6 foods.
6 foods out of 10 foods?
Yes, out of 10 foods. Not great.
Not bad.
But like, if it was the last thing in the store, I would definitely buy it and be okay with it.
So like, is it like that movie theater popcorn where like every third kernel is just soaked to the seed in butter and then everything else is just white?
Yeah, pretty much.
we should create a popcorn brand like at some point in like the factory cycle where it just splits those two up.
I don't understand how they you get Doritos chips and they're like covered in pretty evenly,
yeah.
But then you get like popcorn, it's like,
well, you should just make the movie theater butter one normally and then have a stage where you separate them out, and all like the under-buttered ones, those are the ones that get just massacred with salt and become your white salted
whites ones. Yeah. Interesting. It's a million-dollar idea. I'm writing it down right now.
Perfect. I'm just not and doing we'll, anything.
We'll call it Rejects.
I also thought of another, I don't want to call it a million-dollar idea, but, like, I realized, like, how some businesses make a lot of money, and it's, like...
Oh, interesting.
It's like, it'll make sense. It's, like, through lowering the barriers of entry for, like, what people think of as, like, high-class sports, and just, all you gotta do is... So, for what I'm thinking of is, I was thinking of this after I talked to you about playing foot golf. Where, like, it's golf with soccer balls, okay? So, basically, if you want to make... And then I realized that there's, like, a ton of variants on golf. Like, driving range aside, there's foot golf. There's this thing called archery golf where you have, like... Yeah, you shoot an arrow and it has, like a tennis ball on the end of it instead of a broadhead.
How many versions of the same game can we make?
Plenty.
We should make our own golf.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is like everyone looks at golf as like the rich white man's sport and they price it accordingly. So like you can be like, oh, maybe I want to play golf. Oh, a set of golf clubs is $1,700. Never mind.
Yep.
See, but then I learn about these places where it's like a par three golf course, 9-hole par three golf course, and they have rental clubs and whatnot. You're given like 3 clubs. As opposed to like a set of 16, and you're allowed to drink beer and wear whatever you want. I'm like, you could do that with almost anything where you just lower the barrier of entry to like the seemingly rich activity, allow people to drink beer, and you'll make a killing.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of an example. Basically, anything. I don't want to say it.
Like, hey, you want to ride a horse and like have it go over jumps? Okay, just set up a place where you're allowed to drink beer, wear whatever you want, and ride horses for a little bit.
Basically, anything where you can drink beer, that's
yeah.
Just lower the cost and just make your cost up on drinks.
And like dumb down the game or the activity so you lower the cost. Like nobody cares about how fast or slow the greens are. If you're throwing back Miller Lights and trying to hit your 4-iron 270 yards because you don't know the difference. Like, and then, of course, you have, like, special holes with special challenges and you can get more points that way. But, like you could do it, like, look at boating. Like, if you give people, like, you allow people to go on your yacht for, like, a day. Like, how much money you could make. Like, there's an entire industry of people, I saw this when I was in Paris, is like people that own like Lamborghinis and stuff will just bring their Lamborghinis to the base of the Eiffel Tower. You pay them a certain amount of money and they'll take you on a few laps of the Eiffel Tower in their Lamborghini, and that's how they make money.
That's it? That's
any way to make poor people or middle class people feel like a baller is an easy way to make bank, I think.
Jeez, $1 million idea is just oozing out today.
Just oozing out. Do I have the wherewithal to capitalize on any of them? No. But then, so Zana and I also had our $1 million idea. Not a $1 million idea. I might have mentioned this on the podcast, but all you need to do to make money is you have a place where there's an activity that you can do somewhat safely while drinking, and then you offer appetizers, and that's it. That's why axe throwing is popular. That's why the football bowling thing is popular. Like, anything you can make people doing an activity. That's why bowling has been around for 40 years. Like, any activity you can make people do while offering them beer and appetizers, you're just going to make money all the time, because people are starved of, like, fun things to do with their fun friends.
I know, yeah. It's going to be a big market when they reopen stuff and everybody starts pouring back into the bars. And
then all the bars that have, like, and all the businesses that have shut down, you can just buy it up and be like, we're going to do table hockey, beer, and fucking, like, 90s arcade things and appetizers. There you go. Brilliant.
I don't know about other companies, but what my company's done is they've frozen all capital expenditures, meaning, for those who have not been in business school or whatever, meaning that everything, like big purchases, like machines and vehicles and stuff like that, where it costs a lot of money, but it will help our business, has been frozen. All that stuff is frozen.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine, like, other companies where they're like capital expenditures, or they're like, hey, let's do this one big thing, they've frozen that as well. And I'm sure once 2020 comes around, or 2021 comes around, and let's hope that everything is back, it'll be just, yeah, we have all this money and we want to spend it. And everyone's going to be like, oh my God. And it's going to be hell. And work is going to suck.
We should figure out a way to do escape rooms that allow...
Sorry, say that again?
We should figure out a way to make an escape room that allows alcohol and food.
Oh, what if you, like, hid their food in, like, specific areas?
Your shows are behind one of these four doors.
And you have, like, beers placed around the place, or, like, specific drinks placed around the place strategically in, like, walls and stuff.
And the clues are at the bottom of the beer glasses, so you have to finish the beer in order to get the clue.
That would be amazing. Get her drinking and listen. Otherwise, it locks up or something. There was one.
No, but I found these fucking meatballs.
There was one of the escape rooms that I went to, in which they hid stuff into a Coke can. And it was like, yeah. I mean, no one actually found it. No one put two and two together. No one tried to, like, crack the Coke can open, so no one actually found it, but that's just them saying that they could do that.
I always think it's funny, like, when you use the game to play the game. Like, I remember I was in an escape room once, and they're like, no, you can have your phones, no problem. I was like, this is definitely to solve a puzzle somewhere within this thing, is we're gonna have to use our phones for something. So then we're going through, and I look at the refrigerator. It was like we were in an apartment for the escape room, and I look at the refrigerator, and I was like, somebody called this number on this, like, Chinese food menu.
Well, hold on a sec. Why is this not... All right, say something.
Say something, I'm keeping up on you.
Can't wake up.
Time.
Keep me up inside.
Can't wake up. La, la, la. Save me.
I was just talking to avid guest of the podcast, Garrison, and he's coming soon.
Cool. I got two announcements for you guys.
I also have a game for you guys, and you're going to be really excited.
All right, go on with your story now. With the escape
room. Yeah, so anyway, we're in an escape room, and we called the number on, like, the Chinese takeout menu, and then sure enough, it gave, like, a clue. And it was just like, this would have been cool normally, but, like, just the very fact that they're like, you can keep your phones on you, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, it's like, definitely gonna use these at some point.
Yeah, the one I went to, they definitely told us not to have it.
So many red herrings, like, you're probably going to want to keep your shoes on for this. And people are like, oh, we're going to have to climb something. It's like, no, you're not.
Show Ladies, up as is. You're going to
keep your purses, wink, wink.
I would make them sign a disclosure, which they would, if any harm to them, they can't, came to them, they can't sue me.
Where's the guy who's supposed to tell us what to do?
Door just locks.
Good luck.
I'm surprised someone hasn't turned that into a movie where people set up a fake escape room and then actually lock the people in there so they can go, like, rob their houses.
Baby, you just created the next multi-billion dollar franchise.
Dude, that's what I think.
Let's just have that be our crime.
Noah's thought of 3 or 4 different $1 million ideas today.
I don't know if that would be a $1 million idea, but that would be a $100,000 idea.
Well, the idea, Sam, it's a very basic idea because I don't have details, but the basic idea is you set up a place where there is a sport-like activity for you and a group of friends to engage in where you offer alcohol and appetizers, and then that's it.
Didn't you say that before? I feel like you've mentioned this before.
I probably have, but like, you know, axe throwing. First in bowl, where you throw, you bowl with footballs. Like, just like, you gotta mix random-ass sports.
And did you come up with first and bowl, or is that a thing?
That's a thing already.
Oh, okay.
It's actually not.
Damn, you even created a name and a marketing slogan for it?
It's not as great as you'd think. It wasn't that much fun. What could we do with baseball?
Oh, God.
Dizzy bat. Just competitive dizzy bat.
Competitive dizzy bat? On after the National Cornhole Champions. Dizzy bat champion. The dizzy
just
bat.
Just get some like 500-pound tank who just spins around and fucking yams one.
I think you could do. There's like something fun you could do with like batting cages, I guess.
It would have to be something where it's just like offense only.
I'm normally dizzy, so it doesn't even affect me.
I'm missing an ear, so I have.
I have Parkinson's, and the only way to keep me from shaking is playing dizzy bat.
Mm-hmm. You can leave it open. No, leave it open. Why would you close the door?
Close it.
Sam, how's your cat?
Sarah just came and took her away from me, so it's fine.
Oh, women always get the kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Fucking hacks.
What's your dog?
My sister's dog, which is basically my dog, because my sister is contemplating giving him back. And I was like, absolutely not. We are not doing that.
That's cruel.
Did she realize the dog pees and poops?
No, the dog, it's a dog. And it has like either severe separation anxiety or it just really loves to be around like her.
That's what Charlie has.
Yeah.
That's what most rescue dogs have. Yes.
Yeah. So like he'll like whenever you open up his crate, because Maddie's trying to crate train him. He'll like go ballistic and like be really happy, and he'll try and like climb on you, and he'll want you to pet him for like 2 hours. And she doesn't understand that that's what dogs do. And she's like, it's just a lot.
Jesus H.
Yeah. And I'm like, listen, if you try and get rid of that fucking dog, I'm taking him.
Yes.
He's not leaving this home.
How does he work with cats?
Huh?
How does he work with cats?
I don't know. I haven't introduced the two of them.
Slaughters them on sight.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Ivy would attack the shit out of him. The cat.
Ivy's your cat or Sarah's cat?
It's Sarah's cat. No, neither of these animals are mine.
You should name the dog Poison.
Well, I mean, the dog's name is Clyde.
Clyde?
Yeah, the place named him. Maddie didn't.
What was your old dog named? Jake?
Oh yeah, good old Jake. All right.
Why do you guys always pick human names?
We didn't pick this name. The shelter did, and the shelter told Maddie when she went to pick him up that he wasn't attached to his name. You can name him anything you want, but then every single command that he knows starts with his name, Clyde. So like, you can't change it.
Clyde, fuck off. He just walks
away. She would love to tell him that and have that reaction, but I don't know. My sister, she's an anxious
I feel like she'd do better with the cat, just being honest.
Probably, yeah, but she got a dog. She feeds him. She takes him for walks. She, like, but ever since quarantine has happened and ended and stuff, she's, like, terrified to do anything other than work for, like, 15 hours a day. So that's all she does, and this dog wants attention like a normal fucking animal, and she just, like, won't give it to him.
Oh, you don't say.
It's almost like you signed up for this.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was, I'm planning on getting a dog soon, and I'm mentally preparing myself for it more than anything. All the attention. I don't give any attention to anything right now, besides Sarah.
Not even, because she started work?
Yeah, she's working right now. She's got another
hour left. So she's on day shift?
Yeah, 7 to 7:30.
Damn.
How many days a week does she work?
3.
Yeah, nurses only work 3 days a week because they're technically not. Hey, Sarah, why aren't you salary? Yeah, you're paid by the hour.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, you have to work 1 weekend a year or a month. I'm sorry, not a year. I hear her footsteps. No, because Corbin Sarah is working right now, 7 to 7:30.
Oh, yeah, she's working days.
Yeah, she's on days. Yeah.
She'll get moved to nights soon, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm working nights.
Yeah.
Is there like a camaraderie or a rivalry between the day shift and the night shift nurses?
Oh, so no, that's what they call night shift.
On a day shift.
There's definitely, like, the night shift crew and the day shift crew, and there's different jokes about night shift people hate it when you turn all the lights on and they only work in the dark. And
that's kind of funny, though.
Are night shift nurses traditionally grouchy, so that's why they're relegated to the night shift?
No, I feel like the night shift nurses are nicer, if anything.
Okay.
Less people.
Less people. Honestly. They don't have to deal with doctors.
Grandma was a nurse leader person thing, and she was always on the night shift, and the grouchy
She was a nurse manager? Oh, dear. She's a
practitioner something?
Oh,
she was an NP?
Nurse practitioner.
Whatever she was. But basically, like, she went around the world as a nurse. Like, she lived in Alaska.
Oh, she was a travel nurse?
Yeah.
There's all names for this stuff, Noah. Welcome to the nurse world.
Yeah.
She was a level 7 nurse?
So, wait, speaking of names, Noah, guess what they,
50?
What were you asking about? We only work 3 days a week.
Oh, yeah, because Corbin said that, or Noah asked how many days Corbin Sarah works, and Corbin
it's only still said it's still 40 hours, and honestly, with all the sleeping you have to do, it's still about 5 days a week.
Noah, guess what night nurses are called? Guess what that shift is called?
I have no idea.
Knock shift.
I've never heard that.
Dude, isn't that the most badass thing you've ever heard?
What?
You said that you're Sarah switching to night soon?
Eventually, after she gets done with, like, basic training.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, some people do that. They train you on days, and then they'll shift you to nights.
You start nights on Friday.
I'm training on nights, yeah.
Apparently her practitioner or whatever is not the friendliest, though.
That
I feel
sucks.
Like that's, like,
when did she start?
Yesterday.
Whoa.
Bummer. Yeah. I'm working on a COVID unit.
Same. Or I mean.
Oh, she is there. Too.
Yeah, ICU COVID stuff.
Oh,
she's ICU.
That's harder.
Oh, shit.
I'm on med surge, so I'm not in the ICU.
Oh,
you know
so
what? Take everything I say with a grain of salt.
It was my right to not wear the mask.
ICU nurses.
ICU is really hard.
Yeah.
Especially as a new grad, especially during a pandemic. So.
Take everything I say with a grain of salt. I could be very wrong.
That's okay.
I mean, I feel like
she's like, I'm a veterinarian. God damn it, Corbin.
She's like, I work with animals.
Not even.
So, like,
you're not a people doctor?
Like, no.
You don't work with people?
I'm an aquarium.
I'm a cat doctor.
I work at Petco.
not even a real job.
Just not even in the hospital.
No.
yeah, my
wear a mask every day. Yeah, we all do.
Isn't that badass though, Noah? It's like, oh, I'm working knock shift this week. Oh man,
that's me.
I got knocks.
I'm doing knock shift for a whole year.
Well, another million-dollar idea, folks. Now that Live PD has been canceled on A&E, we gotta make a TV show about night nurses called Knock Shift.
Night nurses are badass.
I know. That's the tagline.
Yeah, I can't believe you haven't heard of Knock Shift before.
I know. Maybe that's like a Wisconsin thing.
Maybe.
You can Google it.
Knock Shift.
Oh, you have to do that, don't you?
NLC. Anyway, so yeah, that was pretty funny.
Are we waiting for Garrison to do this introduction?
I only have two things to reveal, so.
Okay. I can't wait to reveal my character to you because it's gonna melt Noah's mind.
Noah. Genuinely trying to think of what could melt my mind.
Oh, it won't melt your mind. You're either gonna love it or you're gonna hate it. Garrison gave me the idea. I pitched it to Corbin. Corbin gave me the kind of okay, and it's gonna be great.
Every pause you take, Noah, I'm like, he's gone. He's left us.
He died.
Every pause you take. Well, yeah, because we're in the middle of a storm, Sam. And
like, oh, you are? Like
10 times.
Damn. Isn't that a cloud in the sky here? And it's like 115, so.
I was about to say, do you guys know what water is down there?
Nope.
No.
Nope. So we just drink our sweat.
Well, Sam's family loves to just sit and like fucking roast.
Yeah, I'm in the minority there because
they're
both
like,
my 110, parents,
let's sit and bake for 3
yeah,
hours.
Both my parents and Maddie, their ideal like afternoon is just sitting in the sun and just sweating.
We were talking today, it feels like you're in a convection oven. Yeah, or like you're on an oven on broil mode.
Like whenever you cook a pizza at like 400 degrees and you open it and all that heat that
hits
you.
That's what it feels like.
That's what it feels like in the summer.
When you go outside, that's what it feels like.
Well, and then you can hear Eric in the background.
Well.
You can hear Eric in the background then, as soon as you open the front door. We're not trying to AC the whole yard!
He would say some dumb shit like that. I did.
Yeah, well, when your family likes to keep it at like 82 inside.
Oh, that's Maddie. She likes to keep our apartment at 82. My parents keep their house at like 80 degrees.
Murder me. Just kill me. I went to my sister's last night and her AC was broken and I thought I was going to.
Dude, that happened to us when I lived
AC
back in the rat trap.
If your
it
AC
did.
Broke in Arizona.
Mine did. It broke it. It broke in the.
Rest in peace.
It broke in the winter, so we tried turning our heat on, and then it never turned on. So it was like 50
he's not
degrees.
A psycho. He's just a normal dog.
Okay, well,
he's literally just
interrupting.
He's literally
story.
Just.
He's asleep. That's not
there's
psychotic.
Nothing psycho. He's just a normal dog who likes people.
Don't you dare put that dog anywhere.
Yeah. My sister just sent a picture of Clyde asleep.
He's just laying down. He's just asleep.
On her blanket or on her like sweater or something, and she just.
I mean, I don't
psycho.
Own a dog, but isn't it normal for you to come home and they like jump on you and get excited?
Yes,
that's normal, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
They like just wanted. They are just happy and excited, and they like jump and up and down, and they want to lick you.
I think
that's
she
normal.
Was. She was just very not ready.
Could you imagine having a reaction the opposite of that?
What do you mean?
Walk in and your dog is jumping all over you. It's like, what the hell are you doing? Get off of me. Start
that's
running
away that's
from
basically
yeah, like,
what
does
she
said. Want him to just, like,
if you
love
me so
her?
Much, why don't you me?
Whatever, I'm just not going to respond to that.
Does she want him to just, like, be really quiet and sit there and not do anything?
Be a cat.
Yeah, that's literally a cat.
Yeah, no, she wants it. She basically wants a dog that acts like a cat. She wants a dog that acted like my old senile dog. When he was like 11 years old, where all he does is like, see, that was her genius plan. She wanted to like adopt senior dogs and give them a good home before they died. But then she saw Clyde and he's like a year and a half old. And,
oh Jesus H.
Yeah, and then she's like, I want this one, and I'm like, are you sure?
Oh.
What?
I said all my siblings.
Oh.
What does this have to do with baby pigs?
But yeah, Clyde is a super normal dog. He
yeah,
just
he's
likes,
a really normal dog.
He just gets excited when you come home, and he's just like runs around and happy.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. What the hell are you doing? You're in the drawer, ma'am. What are you doing? Are you gonna try and jump from the drawer? What are you?
Got any dudes?
Are you talking to Sarah or the cat?
Who do you think?
Sarah. What's Corbin? Yes.
What? How's you? Do you get any new dogs lately?
Yeah, dude. I got a great dog for you. Want one?
No, I'm asking if you. Damn it.
No, I don't.
Right into that one.
You did.
I saw.
No,
I saw I saw your wife's Instagram story today of her like trying to get all these dogs adopted today, and I was like,
which,
damn.
What's your favorite?
Let me go back and look through their names. I don't remember.
Cause I don't.
Wait, she posted more?
Of course.
Oh wait, no, that's about the storm. There was Koala. She has a buck collar, so that's,
to be honest,
that's a win. Angel. I don't run much anymore, so I feel like Angel would be wasted with me.
Angel would also murder Clyde, most likely.
Yeah, probably. Chase, he's a cute dog.
Chase is 99 pounds.
Jeez, oh my god.
He would just sit on me in his sleep.
He's fucking huge. He's a big boy.
God damn, 99 pounds.
Yeah, and he's like a year and a half or 2 years old.
Oh
so
my god.
They only gonna have a dog.
Yeah, they have Mowgli.
Mowgli.
Burnadoodle?
Yeah. He's laying at my feet right now. Oh, nope, never mind. He went down to protect his mom.
I don't know. I don't know what you want from me. I guess I'm just a spitty person.
Stop. What do you want from me?
You can keep trying to clear it, but it's going to keep coming back.
Mowgli's a really
it's like herpes.
Dog.
Yeah, just like herpes. Mowgli is a very cute dog name.
He's the best. He sat on my lap today out of spite.
Wait, can you send a picture? I want to see what
I
it looks like.
Send like a million.
Yeah, you send them. I'll show her the ones
I love
that are
dogs.
On Zahn.
I love dog ones.
Just follow Zahn on social media. And oh, here he is.
Yeah.
Bunny
he's so
good.
He's
I want
so
a giant
fucking big.
I want a giant dog. That's I like big dogs. Like. Aw, he's so cute. His little bandana.
Sarah left this. Why did you leave? Oh, do you need this?
Oh, it's just my checklist. No, she could throw it away. Oh, no, Pinko.
Hold on.
I'm
trying to text Manny.
He's so cute. Aw. I love big dogs. They're so
sweet.
Oh, this
is a good picture.
The little yippy dogs with the like crusty eyes, those are the worst dogs.
I like small dogs.
The crusty eyes. Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? The like white poodles with the crusty ass eyes. Those are the worst dogs.
Well, my mother-in-law just got a dog, and I'm the only one that takes care of her eye crusties, and it drives me.
God bless you.
Yeah. Whenever Jake used to have. You left a mason? Oh, a mason jar at my place? Jesus, dude. Are you trying to move in?
Oh.
Back on
the numbers, Mason.
What are the numbers, Mason?
What do they mean?
It's going to be raining for a while. The geese are flying low. It's going to rain tomorrow.
The geese are flying low.
Hell yeah,
God,
brother.
Mowgli is just so big.
Oh yeah, I was gonna look at that.
We lost weight during quarantine.
Didn't we all lose weight during quarantine because we were all depressed and then just didn't move from our spots and didn't eat? And if we did eat,
we got to
eat like a bowl of pasta. And then, oh, that's right, you guys did.
Marge is married.
I'm looking at the radar right now. All right, do you guys want to play? We'll play a game.
Do
you want to
play what now?
We'll play a game that I came up with yesterday
sure.
In the meantime.
Sure.
Okay. It's another guessing game, not like the one we had before. I call this one Movie Title Translations. Basically, the premise is that, so like, when movies go international, they'll translate the titles. So these are the translated titles of the movies translated back to English. So it's like
Star Wars Episode 3, what the hell did they call it? I don't remember, but there's a really funny video on YouTube that translates Revenge of the Sith to Mandarin and then back to English, and it is just not accurate.
That's precisely it. So I'm going to give you the translated movie titles, and you have to guess what like the actual movie was.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the first one is...
Backstroke of the West, that was what it was called.
You want to start over because Garrison just got in.
Garrison!
Dumbass!
Sorry, I had to work.
Jeez.
Alright,
someone's got to make a living.
This is my Welcome cat to when the... I feed her.
She's like screaming.
Oh, Sarah's back.
Damn it, All Sarah's right. back! God damn it.
Well, now that's Sarah's here, open. We're going to do our actual game. We'll do the movie one later. The actual
Wait,
game.
I like the chair. Movie you did last week. The,
we're not playing the sex position.
You want to use porn sex or snack, Canada edition.
Canada edition? No!
It's the same thing that we played last week, but everything is Canadian. Okay.
All right, let's go. Let's
Calgary Clam Bake, Calgary oh, no. Stampede, or Calgary Ginger Beef?
The Calgary Stampede is definitely a CFL team.
What was it? Can you say that again?
Calgary Clam Bake, Calgary Stampede, Calgary Ginger Beef.
Ginger Beef is definitely just slang for a ginger vagina.
Oh, God.
And then, dude, Clam Bake? Why the... Well, that expert. Also sounds like it could be something sexual.
I'm going to be honest. From what we learned last week, if it has a food in it, it's probably the food.
Yeah, I'm saying number one is food, number two is team, number three is sex.
But knowing Noah, this is like that old, like, there's a cup of beverage in front of you and one in front of me. One of them's poison, the other one's not. You pick, and then we both drink.
They're both poison. I've built up an immunity to Iocane powder over the past 10 years.
Yes, thank you, Sam.
Sherlock.
Oh, what? You want me to quote my favorite movie?
Stop. Oh, Sam, I watched that movie.
You fell for one of the classic blunders.
Sam, I watched that movie for the first time in like forever.
What?
Oh, I the first say, of which yeah. has never started a land war in China.
No.
Or
no,
Asia.
I said forever. It's actually the first time I've ever seen it. It was pretty good.
Dude, it's a fucking, it is a perfect movie.
I don't know about perfect movie.
It has everything you could ever want.
There was not a single Infinity Stone in the entire
picture. Oh. Right, dumbass.
Andre the Giant was just Thanos in costume.
I really liked Andre the Giant in that one, where he's the part where he was like, I could just kill you now. I was like,
we have to
pretty good.
Half the world's population.
Yeah, not after he was rhyming. No more rhyming. I mean it. Anybody want to peed it?
I hate So you. Anyway, back to the clam bake. I feel like this is the cup situation. He knows that we're smart enough to think he's going to switch it up now, which is why we switch the cup back. I'm going clam bake is... I'm going to go as food.
Clam bake is food. Stampede is team, and
for sure,
ginger pussy is sex position.
Ginger pussy.
But I'm gonna go opposite. Any other ideas from Corbin or Sarah?
Yeah.
Well,
go
actually,
fake
no.
Sex.
I think three is food, and one is sex.
I think bake
we're
is
all,
sex. Three is food.
We're all in unison agreement that Stampede is hopefully a team.
There is a 0% chance that it's a sex move.
Well, you guys got that much right. Calgary Stampede.
I don't know.
Is
the garden gnome had zero chance last time.
So your Stampede is a CFL team. Calgary right. Ginger Beef is deep fried beef and sweet ginger sauce.
Yes!
There we go.
I hate you.
There we go. All
right. And so the Calgary Stampede is the sex position or the sex move and. I will give you guys a hint. It involves the Calgary Flames hockey team.
I saw a hockey stick.
Calgary Flames. So Calgary means like a horse, right?
Calvary.
That's not
Calgary is a city in
a
Canada.
Bird. Oh God.
So I'm assuming it's either slang for when the entire Calgary Flames hockey team runs train on someone and then they just finish inside, or...
I don't even want to imagine this stuff.
Oh, what if it's, like, you doing stuff while the game is on?
Oh, probably.
Sam
no, what's
the
answer? What's the answer?
A member of the Calgary Flames hockey team comes on the outside of the vagina, dries it, and lights it like a candle.
What?
I didn't know it was flammable.
This is an exclusive... exclusive club.
I was gonna say there's only like 21 players a year that can qualify for that.
I would like to put an asterisk next to this one, because technically that involves a sports team too, Noah.
Fair. Okay, next round. We have Newfoundland Screech.
Please be it.
Keep going. Shut the hell up, Garrison.
Alberta Fur Trapper. Halifax Moosehead.
The Halifax Moosehead is a team.
That's gonna be a team.
Yeah.
Screecher. I know what Screecher must be.
Screecher. Actually, Screecher could be team two. I feel like Moosehead could be six. And
no, what was the third one again? The team.
No, Moosehead's probably food.
So you had Newfoundland Screech, Alberta Fur Trapper, and Halifax Moosehead.
The Moosehead is the food. The Fur Trapper is the sex, and Screech is the team.
No, that's not right.
Okay, yeah, well, you're wrong. So
I don't answer it either. Fur Trapper is the team, and oh god, that leaves Screech as the sex position. You know what I'm going for?
All right,
Moosehead is the food.
I think Fur Trapper. I still think Moosehead's the team. I don't know. It could be a sex.
Moosehead is mascot. For sure the
mascot. I'm gonna go Screecher's team because that would be a sweet team name.
It'd be a cool lacrosse team
name. I think I'm doing the same thing as Sam's loadout. I think it's the same thing he said. Moosehead is
Screech. Food. Screech is team. Moosehead is food, and Halifax vagina cream is
no. The second one is Fur Trapper. Alberta
Fur Trapper.
Fur Trapper.
Would be a weird sex thing, but I feel like it could be a team, but it's definitely not a food.
No, I'm gonna be honest. This is your best round yet because none of these three seem like food to me, and all three of these
seem like they could be a team or sex.
I'm having the hardest time picking the food. that's the hardest one for me.
I'm sticking with my gut instinct. Number one is team. Number two is sex. Number three is food.
You think the Screecher is food?
No, it's team. That's the team. The Moosehead.
It's Screech, not Screecher.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Screech. I'll go with that too. I'll pick Sam's.
The Halifax Moosehead are a hockey team.
Yes, I knew it.
Oh god.
The Newfoundland Screech is a rum sold in Canada.
Yes, I knew that too. See, I'm 2 for 2, even though I'm 0 for 2.
Alberta Fur Trapper is the sex move.
All right, so I'm 4 for 6.
Well,
if I knew
liquor was
a
thing,
I would like to hear what this Fur Trapper is and how.
A man has sex with a woman with a hairy vagina, then waxes it and keeps it as a trophy afterwards.
Of course. Specifically, they wax it. They don't just take it non-specific. They wax it.
So it's like you're scalping someone,
right? Without. All right, round 3.
4 for 6, baby. Keeping track.
You get Saskatoon Berry Pie.
Okay.
Halifax Hurricane.
Okay.
And a Montreal Meat Pie.
Okay, well, the second one is definitely the team, because you wouldn't... Well, I mean, a hurricane is a drink, but that's not a food.
As he just
so
doubts
it eliminates
himself.
It eliminates that. So number 2 is team. What was number 1 again?
Saskatoon Berry Pie.
Berry pie and meat pie was the last
and Montreal
one.
Meat
oh,
pie.
Yeah. I'm going
okay,
with the
so,
obvious here.
I'm going to say berry pie is sex and meat pie is food.
I'm going to switch those and say the berry pie is food.
Actually,
yeah,
well, no, because why would you name a team berry pie or meat pie?
You wouldn't.
Yeah,
you already established Hurricane as the team.
No, I know, but I was thinking like Hurricane
no,
could be
hey,
the sex.
Hurricane no. could be the drink, guys. Like, if
well, that's what
drinks...
I was thinking too. But Noah didn't say drink; he said so. It can't.
The
be
last
drink.
One was liquor. The last one was liquor.
Oh. Well, to be fair, it was rum, and a lot of people's main food source is rum.
That is true. I.e., Uncle Jeff.
I think it's gonna be no. It Hurricane has to be the team. Those other ones would stink for team names.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, why would you want to be in the meat pies? The
actually, meat pie. Meat pie might be a little fire, depending on what it is. I'm gonna go. Meat pies.
I think Hurricane. Hurricane's the team. Berry pie is the sex, and meat pie is the food.
What are you saying, Corbin?
I'm agreeing with Sam. I think berry pie is the food. Hurricane's the team, and meat pie is the sex. I've gotten bamboozled too many times trying to guess the non-obvious.
Yeah. I'm going Hurricane is the food slash beverage because I think it's a liquor drink.
Okay.
Meat pie is going to be the team. And you know what that means for berry pie.
The Halifax Hurricane is a basketball team.
Yes!
Oh, dang it!
The Saskatoon berry pie is a pie with Saskatoon berry
filling.
Fuck
yes!
Sam, you got that wrong.
No, I got it right. I said berry. Oh, wait, no, I did get that wrong. Damn it!
And the Montreal meat pie is the sex act.
What's a meat pie?
Hey, Sam, we both went 2 for 3.
No, I went one for three.
That's weird.
Oh, I'm going to kill your monk when we play.
Sam, if you did simple math, you would have found out it would be impossible for me to go 2 of 3 in this game.
Shut the hell up.
You're teaching children math.
A Montreal meat pie is a close cousin to the Alabama something pie. Either way,
oh, yeah, of course. The Alabama meat pie.
Mm-hmm. It's taking a dump in a girl's vagina and then
why the hell?
He's not done, Sam.
Syrup on top.
Yeah.
Oh, the Vermont double tapper, whatever it was.
Maple tapper.
That's New Hampshire maple tapper.
That's what Sam called. Said it might taste good, but
but everything before the word "but" is bullshit.
Yeah,
so
I did not.
Close. All right, next round. You got 2 rounds left. Next round.
Oh, I'm going to pop my hip on a plate. Fuck out.
Oh.
Old ass man.
All right. Round 4. We got Ottawa GG.
Okay.
Winnipeg Blue Bomber. Mm-hmm. And Winnipeg Goldeneye.
Damn.
Okay. I think I have this one off the jump.
All right.
I think
go for
Bombers
it.
Team. Goldeneye is a sex. Whatever the other one.
What was the middle
Ottawa
one?
Ottawa GG.
Oh, that was the first one.
Middle one was Blue Bomber. The other one was Winnipeg Goldeneye.
I feel like Goldeneye.
That's not a team name. That's not.
That's gonna be food. No, Goldeneye is gonna be food. Then
actually, I think GG is gonna be some kind of like.
I think GG is gonna be the team. No, I think GG is
sport.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think
so. Yeah,
the
team. I think that's the team, and then. Blue Bomber. Blue Bomber could
be
a drink.
Be alcohol. Yeah, that could be alcohol.
But it also could be a sex thing because I feel like Goldeneye. I never saw James Bond, so I don't know what if Goldeneye like was a sniper or something, and he can like come across the room or some shit.
Goldeneye is from 007.
Wait, yeah, James
about sex,
Bond.
Though?
I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah,
if
that Goldeneye is not a team.
No, I know it's not a team. That's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out if it's a sex thing.
I don't know. I am lost at this point.
I'm gonna say Goldeneye is the food and Blue Bomber is sex. I'm probably wrong.
I think I'm gonna go Goldeneye. I actually am mixed up. I think Goldeneye's sex. Bomber is the food.
Honestly, it could be a team.
Corbin, you still lost?
My mom is accusing me of stealing her sewing scissors.
Nice!
Why would I take those?
I've never once thought about sewing in my life.
I'm a simple man, really.
I'm a simple man!
I'm a simple prospect!
Every morning I walk out to my chickens. I get about 8 eggs for breakfast. I lunch the other half of late, so... Okay,
I go back to
my full 12 egg lunch.
My submissive wife helps me make them.
So the Ottawa GG is a collegiate Canadian football team.
Yes.
Give me that.
The Winnipeg Golden Eye is a smoked Golden Eye fish.
Yes!
Oh. And a Winnipeg Blue Bomber is the sex act.
What is a Blue Bomber?
After going for at least a month without masturbating, a man finds a woman in Winnipeg and allows him to dip his balls into her mouth while he ejaculates across the room.
I feel like that wouldn't be good for either party, but...
Yeah, it's the most attention that woman from Winnipeg has ever gotten, so...
Ivan, what are you doing? Don't...
Alright, last round. We have an Edmonton Stinger.
Okay.
A Nova Scotia Donair. And an Edmonton Queen.
I think
Donair has it. It sounds very, very.
I think a Donair is a team.
You think he's trying to get me off? All right, I trust you, Sam. Your instincts are better
like
than mine in this
game. I don't even know what Donair is. That would be either a very French word. Wait, did you say Winnipeg? Did you say Winnipeg?
Nova
Scotia. Hold on, I'll go ask Abby.
Oh, Nova Scotia's to the west. East. So that means they're primarily French.
Donair is a Turkish dish.
Okay, well, you just gave us the answer.
Did I? Because I believe a meat pie is also something you can...
Okay, that's true. But I'm going to stick with my gut and say that's food, because it was always the weirdest to me. What was the first one again?
Edmonton Stinger.
What was the last one?
Edmonton Queen.
Okay. Abby said that Donair is not how you pronounce a word. So that's what I came.
Okay, well, how do you pronounce it then?
How do you spell it, Noah?
Donair.
Is there any spaces?
No.
It's spelled Donair. Disgusted face. I don't think Abby thinks it's French.
It's
okay.
Yes.
Well, no one. Yeah. No one just said it's Turkish.
This is my lifeline.
So I'm assuming that's the food. I'm just gonna stick with it. That's my food. Stinger is.
Sam, are you swallowing your phone?
Yes. Right now, it is right up to my lips. I'm sorry. Whatever.
All this food's making me hungry.
Stinger's got to be sex, right? And then the last one is
why would that
team?
Be sex?
It's gotta Queen be. Edmonton Queen.
That's team. That's definitely team.
I feel like the Stinger is a better team.
Yeah, but what sex move is called the Queen?
I think I'm gonna go with the Queen.
Oh
sex.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
I'm all right, cool, fine, but... fuckos. You go against.
You don't think that could be something?
You go against me.
I don't want a stinger as a sex thing. That sounds painful.
No one wants it to be.
No. Why would you want any of the things we talked about?
It doesn't matter what you want.
How is that sexually attractive to shit inside of someone?
Sam, you were halfway in on the syrup thing, so I don't want to hear
you
dipping out now. But
everything before the word butt is bullshit.
Sam, we're not kink shaming here. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Kink shame.
We're on your team.
Tell us the answer.
The Nova Scotia Donair is a ground beef donair from Nova
Scotia. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Edmonton Stinger is a basketball team.
Fuck.
Oh, get it.
Edmonton Let's Queen go. Is a sex act usually involving paddles and a convincing transsexual.
Oh no.
Corbin.
So specific, once again.
Corbin, virtual high five.
Yes, I gotta, I'm gonna find a hand in here for us. Oh, God. But
thank you for playing Sex, Sport, or Snack, Volume 2, Canada Edition.
There, fist bump.
I'm just putting it in the general chat.
There you go.
All right, so Corbin, give us our announcements.
Oh, should we do the ad first?
Well, I'll just...
Aha, I came in and stole it. I fist bumped your fist. Garrison.
Ah,
oh,
God, Sam, your fist is so white.
It's the sun, man. I'm fucking pale.
Yeah.
I dodged her as I went back to Gary.
Got him.
God damn
got
it.
Him.
All right. What's your announcement?
I gotta do the thing. Cut it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me do that quick. While you guys are done high-fiving each other.
Well, it's not the only thing. It's not the only thing we're doing.
Well, okay.
Top of the. Here we go.
There we go.
All right, two announcements for us, guys. The first one is that your packages have been sent.
Ooh, yay.
Oh.
And I put the return address incorrectly because I don't know my own address apparently yet. So let's hope I got your addresses correct.
Corbin, I've been checking my front porch every day.
I just sent it on Saturday, so I probably won't be there until Tuesday or Wednesday or something.
Oh, okay, mine's gonna
I'll
be
keep,
like.
I'll keep checking.
Don't worry. All right, sounds good. You guys are gonna like it. Anyway, so yeah, I got our D&D stuff going. So my thought was, I haven't DM'd anything, so I'm gonna do a one-off scenario, or what do you call it? Module.
One shot. Sure.
It's a one-shot.
One-shot module.
Yeah.
You can use your campaign characters in this if you want. But...
Might as well.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to say this.
I've put so much fucking time into this character.
Should I read the introduction here? There's a thing.
Yeah.
If you want, yeah.
Introduction. This one's called Madness of the Rat King.
Ooh.
Rats. End it there, Corbin. High note. Let's go.
Blah, blah, blah. Dungeon background. It is a cave of sorts. I'm trying to... Because there's, like, stuff you're supposed to read to the players, and then you're...
Did you ever play Vermintide, Corbin?
Yeah, with you guys want a few times, yeah.
Boring smash rats.
God, yeah. Down.
All right, is this like, did you come up with this, Corbin, or did you like find something?
I found something.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna, I just wanted to practice my DMing skills.
Right.
I wrote 60 pages of background lore on the Rat King.
This is a 40 page document.
Oh my god.
That's why it took me so long to get through it.
It makes me happy.
Hold on, blah, blah, blah.
Ivy!
God. Does Sam?
Okay.
What?
I think that means if we're against the Rat King, we can officially name our group the Rat Trap.
No one escapes the Rat Trap.
All right, you guys ready for this dungeon background
section? Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. An ambitious were-rat alchemist known as only as the Rat King set up a base of operations down in these caverns a year ago. He has been working tirelessly in his laboratory since then, using alchemy and magic to mutate and breed loyal rat minions to suit his needs. For example, combining rats with aberrant beholder essence to create loyal lesser rats with the ability to float and shoot fiery rays that alchemists are not supposed to do. To sustain his operations, he sent his rat minions out into the world to collect supplies from food, drink, and other necessities. The initial motives of the Rat King's experimentation is a mystery even to himself. At some point during his time in these caverns, a dark influence took hold of him, slowly driving him insane. The Rat King now has one clear goal in his crazed mind, to create an army of mutant rats and take over the surface to escape and protect the world from what he calls the Old Voice, a malicious entity that whispers to him endlessly from the deep. Unknown to all the current cavern inhabitants is that in ancient times long forgotten, this was a meeting place for a nefarious cult that worshipped the Old Voice. The cultists left to the surface world a long time ago, but the dark remnants remain, a shrine here, an altar there. The poor fools that spent too much time near these sinister devices are susceptible to the Old Voice's whispers, inviting them to join it in the deep waters below.
Joke's on him. My character's the licensed psychiatrist.
My character can talk through his feelings.
That guy's a larger rat.
Well, I'm the rat emperor, so...
So I like this one... Not only for the characters that you'll be facing, but there is an appendix of magical items that you can find here.
Oh, I don't care. Honestly, do it now.
Search every rock.
I like this a lot. And I would not hate if our first quest was just to defeat the large army of rats.
There's enough just rats to kill, yeah.
Three level enough. One characters versus an army of rats.
Send them in!
Oh man.
I'll have to switch to my summer Ellen to deal with that.
There is a bunch of magical items, as well as like swords and shields and
I don't use
stuff
those.
Like that, so
yeah, I don't need them.
There's a whole bunch of stuff you guys can find, including like jewelry and cool stuff.
Does it involve nature?
What?
Answer my question. Does it involve the nature?
What? What does involve nature?
Does this quest line involve nature? It that's very dependent on my character.
What?
Okay, well, I'm going winter then. Never mind, you'll figure it out.
I'm so
confused. Oh no. I know what he's talking about.
I'll text Noah too, so he's in on it finally.
Please refrain from Googling this because it will show up probably.
No, definitely will not. For us, the players, are we all doing our actual characters?
You can if you want, because at the end, it specifically says at the beginning of the introduction that you can add this one shot to a campaign, and your characters will level up from doing this one.
Yeah, we might as well.
Yeah. Question for the court. Is this like, so a typical one shot is like one night. It can be, is that the actual case? Does it seem like we're going to finish it in one session, or is it going to be a couple?
Based on our attention spans, no.
Good estimation.
Alright. Then for the player, do we want to like, is this one we're all going to meet, or are we all going to be like a group, crew? What? We can figure that out later. But I think we should.
There's 14 areas to explore.
Oh, God.
Fucking hell.
So, they're not all like main. There's like only like a few main areas, but there's 14 areas in which you could be.
It's like a giant cavern.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that works for me.
I like that.
I think
maybe you'll meet my interesting character.
I said so edgy, Sam.
You're either gonna get edge or anger. I don't know which one yet.
Oh, I'm edging this time.
I'm edging the whole time.
I'm edging so close.
Sort of freaking explode.
Incel.
Make a neck beard. I hate women.
Actually, like,
if any of the enemies are female, he's just thrown into a barbarian rage.
He becomes a nice guy.
I see. I see him for the first time. Nice studs.
Douchebag.
Got earrings in. Nice cages.
Oh, good times.
But I'm really trying to run my campaign in a way that you guys don't kill everybody. If that
bet.
No, I like that. Garrison,
stop bet.
Garrison is going to be very aggressive.
Like, you don't know. You don't know.
I do know. You basically said you want to be. You want to be Aang.
You don't know me.
No, I changed it.
Oh, okay.
No, I'll talk to Corbin because I have some stuff that I got to tell him, but not you guys about my character. And I think it works pretty well here. He's a rat.
He's the rat guy.
It's like Ratatouille. There's a rat under his hat controlling him.
That's your fatal flaw. You guys just see a giant pompadour hat in his head. Take it off. They were supposed to be doing this for years.
I'm very proud of my flaw.
Yeah.
Here's dumb.
Definitely. Sam, you have to play it right, though. That's the thing.
I know. I was thinking about it today. Garrison was trying to, like, tell me how to do it, and I'm like, no.
I was trying to help.
You were trying to help, but I can't do it like that.
Garrison's trying to tell me what to do. You were like,
I don't know how to do it. I can't do it at the flip of a switch. It wouldn't make sense. Like,
mm-hmm.
Because the whole point of it is it's supposed to happen after a long rest.
Next time, go help yourself.
I mean, you gave me the idea.
Garrison was trying to tell me what to do.
Very persistent morning wood.
His dick is actually a spike.
And it just lowers his charisma all the time, because whenever he tries to talk to anybody, they see this raging boner.
I think I'm going to require a webcam, so.
Oh, hell yeah.
There.
I'm going in, so if you don't have a webcam, go spend $20.
Can I just... Wait, I can do it on my laptop, right?
Like that's... Yeah, you can do it on your... Yeah, you can do it on your laptop. I mean, I'm
confused
assuming
what he was just... like. Yeah,
we're just gonna use Discord, right, or something? Yeah.
Discord or
we don't have Twitch. We don't have to record it or anything.
But not Twitch. But Zoom works pretty well.
Can we download some type of like D&D like rolling thing or something?
D&D
like,
Beyond allows you to roll with your character sheet.
Yeah,
that's easy for DM. You can literally just Google like D&D Dice Simulator and just click the top link because it has all dice and you can.
What about in Discord, though?
No, you would have to download some bots for that.
Yeah, you would have to download a lot of bots for that.
And also, it helps as DM for your roles not to be public. So, like, it's helpful to have that private where we can...
Because then we can't guess what, like, a AC value is.
If it's, like, an armor class, I hit with 15, Sam misses with... like a 14. We know
exactly. I don't even know what my armor class is. I have to look at my guy tonight again.
9.
It honestly might be. It might be pretty
terrified
low.
Terrified of armor.
Dude, my mine's super low.
Well, you're. That's because mine's you're ridiculous. You're not a combat guy.
Fair. I think all three of us have pretty low ACs, so it's probably
it's gonna be fun.
I'm looking at this D&D bot right now.
Can this first session be when at least my character meets the other two? Because there's one move I want to pull immediately that will be hilarious.
Sure. That's fine.
I think we can all find a way to, like...
Well, the three of us will talk, Corbin, and then we'll come to a... we can all talk. I mean,
Next question. Are we going to use this on the podcast?
We don't have to.
I'm just wondering...
The only reason I say we don't have to is because the last time we tried, we all got like sick of it almost instantly.
I'd say, are you talking about like this point of us talking, or are you saying like are we recording our D&D sessions for the podcast?
Recording for the podcast.
I would say it's up to you, but I don't know. I'd rather be less like of a thing. You know what I mean? Like I just feel like we'd.
I'm a no, because I don't want to edit all that.
Yeah, let's just not do it. We can use Discord to like talk
sorry
to
listeners.
Sorry, boy.
Well, I don't
there's
think
enough heart.
There's one episode out there somewhere. We tried plugging it a while ago. You can fucking listen to that if you fucking want.
We're talking about
you
the
can hear me. You can anyway. Hear us. You can hear me try and get mugged in an alleyway and then use Earthquake on like three drunken
and
thugs.
Then simply destroy the alleyway.
Yes, it's gone. Because my guy, instead of, you know, like, talking, was immediately like, Earthquake!
Couple drunk guys came up to him, hey, give me your money, Sam. Just destroys
everything. I need to send a message.
And then, really quick, me and Corbin came in hot behind him. They went from up to down really quick.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, and I'm pretty sure we killed them all. I don't think it was we beat them.
Yep.
No, they were just dead.
No, you left one alive, and you took a tooth as
Garrison was the Lizard King.
It's a shame I didn't have the Lizard King for this adventure. Rat King versus Lizard King.
You could change your guy's name to the Lizard King.
No, I'm not doing the Lizard King again. It was a lot of fun, but you guys know about the Lizard King. It'll be as fun.
So, oh shit, what was I gonna say? Oh, how about we just record it, and then I'll edit it, and for in like 2 months later, I'll release it.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. We can do that. Sure. I don't care. We can record it if you guys want. I'm not going to try and make it, like, funny, though. I'm not going to try and be a funny guy. Mr. Funny Man.
Oh, this is considered trying?
Sam. Sam has been busting
Drop that. I'm on that grind. I'm actually very depressed. Stop trying to eat earrings. I spent hours researching
comics. There was one meme I saw on Instagram, Sam, that was like, friend, wow, you're really funny. Me, yeah, thanks. I can't wait to cry tonight.
Basically.
classic. I have to delete it's a defense stick.
You deleted Instagram, did you say?
I want to. I'm so tired of it.
I'm getting there too, honestly.
I just
like,
got a Twitter.
I'm almost there.
And you don't fucking follow me, you hack.
Are you funny?
You just got Twitter?
I'm Dude, very Twitter's fun different.
Twitter is very
it's different. Very
I don't
different.
Think I don't think I'll ever be able to delete Twitter.
That's their tagline.
Twitter is just a bunch of fun people who are trying to be really funny and either succeeding or not succeeding at all.
I don't get when like you can see what someone replied to someone, but you don't see the original message. Like why
you
is
can click on you can click on the original. Middle of the
message. How? Like
you click on the reply and then scroll up.
At Garrison. 3 following, 1 followers. Nice.
Do you already have me? How do you have me like that? How did you find me? I'm at Lizard King.
No, you're not. Are you really?
No, I'm pretty sure.
You don't think Lizard King's
well,
King's
I mean,
taken.
we searched
at Garrison 607751.
That's not why does
really rolls off the tongue.
607.
This must be an old one.
I'm gonna see if I can can I change my name to Lizard King?
You can. No, what? People might not have it.
I was on the Twitter earlier and I couldn't figure out.
You're six Garrison, there is no Garrison 607.
It's 607-751-58.
501-58. It's Mike Jones's number, but
the term you entered did not bring up any results.
Yeah, you're lying to us.
It's liar. My bio. What should people call you? All right, I'll just tell Lizard.
Just do Lizard King.
The Lizard King.
The lizard in human clothing.
Where do you live? I'm gonna skip that for now.
No.
Profile's updated. Alright, look up The Lizard King.
I don't see anyone by the name of The Lizard King. Well, no.
Oh, it's just is it's put me back to Garrison 607-751-58. Look, mine has a blue check mark next to it. I don't know if that's different.
Garrison, there already is somebody named The Lizard King.
We're always
President Mike Pence.
The real lizard. His name must be 50 characters or less. Out of here. What?
Lizard
There's
King.
There's no
real.
Way this is real.
We go, the Lizard King.
Sam, did you hear news about Joe Kelly?
No, what's wrong with him?
I don't know if it's real or fake. If it's real, it's ridiculous. Breaking.
Wrong.
In light of Oakland A's and Astros fight today, the MLB has decided to suspend Joe Kelly for
two
no. games.
That's not, no, people just say that all the time. Because he got suspended like 8 games. I don't know if they upheld it for throwing at Is the that... Dodgers. Or the Astros, not the Dodgers.
Well, they deserve it.
Well, yeah.
All right, gang. My name has changed. It's now D3 Lizard King.
D3 Lizard King.
I was going to do Kmart Lizard King, but there's too many characters.
Isn't that your favorite band?
You don't. I searched D3 Lizard King.
I did not see it. Garrison, you're lying to us. There's no
I'm
way.
Not lying. I can send you a screenshot right now.
Why don't you just follow us? Why don't you just follow us instead?
Right now, because I don't know how to do that.
You search my name.
Yeah.
I hate you.